Imagine having your world shattered in an instant. Parents killed in a car crash, shipped off to a remote boarding school in Alaska, and suddenly surrounded by impossibly beautiful classmates who seem to harbor dark secrets. This is Grace Foster's new reality as she arrives at Katmyr Academy, a gothic castle complete with gargoyles and flying buttresses nestled near the edge of Denali. The interior is just as impressive. High ceilings, black crystal chandeliers, and students who stare at her with unusual intensity. During her first exploration, Grace encounters Jackson Vega, the most intimidating yet devastatingly handsome guy she's ever seen. Their first meeting is electric, and despite his intimidating presence, Grace glimpses layers of agony in his obsidian eyes that mirror her own grief. Before they part, he leaves her with an ominous warning. Keep her head down, don't look too closely at anyone, and always watch her back. That night, unable to sleep, Grace explores the castle corridors and encounters two students who attempt to drag her outside into the deadly cold. Just as they grab her, Jackson appears, sending her attackers flying across the entryway with seemingly superhuman strength. His cryptic warning afterward, that he's made her a pawn in a game you can't begin to understand, leaves Grace wondering what dangerous situation she's stumbled into. Life at Katmyr reveals bizarre social divisions. Athletic students near windows, elegant friends in flowing dresses, tall, heat-radiating students in the center, and the Order. Jackson's intimidating group, dressed in monochromatic black and white, who exude power. At Grace's welcome party, Jackson makes a dramatic entrance, his cold gaze fixing on her as she stands with Flint, a friendly student. In what seems like a territorial display, Jackson bites a strawberry in half while staring at her, a clear warning. Grace's relationship with Jackson fluctuates wildly. He warns her to stay away for her safety, then rescues her from danger or shares intimate moments. During one such moment in his tower room, he takes her to watch a meteor shower, wrapping her in a magical blanket that instantly stops her shivering while claiming the cold doesn't affect him, another supernatural clue. Their relationship intensifies when Jackson kisses her, a kiss as soft as a snowflake that transforms into something wild and desperate. The moment shatters when an earthquake strikes, breaking a window and sending glass flying that cuts Grace's face and neck. When Grace awakens after the accident, she discovers something impossible beneath the bandages, two perfectly round puncture marks on her neck, exactly like vampire bite marks. The truth soon emerges. Katmyr Academy serves as a sanctuary for supernatural beings. Jackson is a vampire, Flint is a dragon shifter, her cousin Macy is a witch, and most shocking of all, Grace's own father was a powerful warlock who sacrificed his supernatural abilities when he fell in love with her human mother. The danger around Grace intensifies when a massive crystal chandelier crashes down in the dining hall, missing her by inches. Jackson's warning comes swift. Someone is trying to kill you, Grace. Investigation reveals the chandelier's support rope had been deliberately cut, transforming the incident from accident to attempted murder. When Grace confronts her uncle about these supernatural revelations, he confirms her father's identity as a once powerful warlock, but adds another layer of mystery. Her father didn't simply relinquish his powers for love, he risked everything for the greater good, a cryptic statement her uncle refuses to explain further. As Grace and Jackson grow closer, he reveals his darkest secret. He killed his brother Hudson, who possessed the ability to control others completely. Hudson had become dangerous, planning genocide against other supernatural creatures. "I had to kill him," Jackson confesses. "There was no other choice." Their happiness is brief. After drinking tea from her friend Leah, Grace feels strange, and Jackson suddenly pushes her away. As she leaves, Leah reveals her true nature, attacking Grace before tranquilizing Jackson. Grace wakes tied to a stone slab, wearing only a thin sheath. She frees herself, but is captured by Flint, now revealed as a dragon, who claims her death will prevent the world's end. He discloses that Leah killed Grace's parents to bring her to Katmere as part of a plan involving Jackson. As Flint strangles Grace, Jackson bursts in with glowing eyes, unleashing his fury. During their battle, Grace tries escaping, but Leah captures her and drags her to a ritual room filled with candles, explaining that the stars align at 1217 for some ominous purpose. In a desperate bid to stop Leah's ritual, Grace burns the spell pages, but Leah has memorized them all. When Leah approaches with a knife, Jackson bursts through the wall to save Grace. During the battle, Leah summons black smoke that strangles Jackson. Grace stabs Leah with a ceremonial knife, disrupting the spell. Jackson creates a vortex that captures the smoke and fires it back at Leah, turning her to dust. The victory is costly. Jackson collapses from blood loss. Grace saves him by pressing her bleeding wrist to his mouth. He drinks deeply as she loses consciousness. Days later, as they recover, Grace and Jackson commit to their relationship despite his safety concerns. Their peace shatters when black smoke appears behind Jackson, revealing the supposedly dead Hudson Vega with a broadsword aimed at Jackson's head. Grace realizes that while Jackson wasn't meant to be her story's hero, she was meant to be his. She wraps herself around him, turning to face the sword's blow. At its heart, this story explores the profound cost of loving someone who exists in a different world from your own. Grace and Jackson's relationship is fraught with danger, not just from external threats, but from the fundamental nature of their different species. When Jackson bites Grace, the act is simultaneously intimate and potentially deadly, balancing on a knife edge between connection and destruction. Their differences make their connection powerful. Grace's humanity, her capacity for forgiveness and willingness to see beyond Jackson's fearsome reputation, offers him redemption after killing his brother. Jackson's supernatural abilities allow him to protect Grace, while his immortal perspective matches her grief's depth. The novel ends with Grace making the ultimate sacrifice, placing herself between Jackson and certain death. This transformation suggests loving someone from another world eventually requires becoming part of that world. The price becomes literal as Grace's humanity hangs in the balance, questioning whether true love requires complete transformation or if differences can be bridged while maintaining one's original nature. Perhaps the most powerful magic is finding someone who sees us completely and chooses to stand beside us anyway, even when facing darkness.